There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Adetua.
That's right. You are in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. John Lopez, Figgy Fig, and Reginald Adetua hanging out with you on this election day and NFL trade deadline day. And although the reporting has been over the last day or two that the Texans are unlikely to make a move, people are still reeling and indeed dealing as a deal with the New Orleans Saints and the Washington Commanders has been announced or been reported. New Orleans is sending four-time Pro Bowl cornerback Marshawn Lattimore to the Commanders. So at least they stay in the NFC. That's not another team in the AFC getting better at the very least. But this is the thing that, and I'm sorry, I'm just going to keep hitting. I'm not trying to beat you over the head with this point. It just keeps popping up. Mm-hmm. So again, mea culpa if that is something that is a problem for you. But we don't know what the full compensation is.
God, I can't wait to see what it is.
At this moment, however, contractually, he will cost on the cap $605,000 for the remainder of the season. It feels like you're getting dues for the cheap. Like now, of course, again, I don't know like what the Commanders or what the Saints will cover when it comes to or what they'll do. Cap-wise, what will happen with actual trade compensation.
Okay, Rapp just tweeted.
Ian Rapoport.
Makes me
NFL
feel a
Network.
Little better.
Okay, what'd they give up?
The Saints are getting a third rounder.
Okay, all right.
Oh, man.
All right,
that's
so,
high.
Okay.
That's
right.
High.
Peace.
Yeah, you're out. I'm out.
Peace.
I'm out.
Okay, so yeah. I mean, and you didn't, I mean, this is a top of your depth chart cornerback, Marshawn
Lattimore.
Yeah,
but the compensation has been a lot less than that. For most players.
I would give him up for a third in a heartbeat, man.
Yeah.
Especially if I'm the Saints.
This season's over.
That's why they make this deal. Like they actually get less cap relief by trading him than they would with a restructure. However, that's a team that we all know. They're in the pits in some ways. Mm-hmm. They need that draft capital quite a bit.
It's time to rebuild.
So that third is going to go a long way.
They're sending a five back.
Okay, so that's a little bit of a swap, but still.
Reportedly. I mean, this is just coming in right now. But that does make me feel better. I'd have been a little hot if it was like sixth rounder.
Six round swap.
I'd have been a little hot. Yeah. But now I'm not. So
But thankfully, no AFC team gets better with that move. Right. All right, let's see about making these Texans better by doing our civic duty and voting. On this election day, I bring to you, actually the whole team brings to you, I'm not taking individual responsibility, the entirety of the In the Loop team brings to you your Houston Texans ballot measure.
Referendums, if you will.
Okay, very good. Yes. So we will bring you these propositions. You let us know if you vote yes.
That's better. Proposition.
Or no to them. And so John Lopez.
Proposition one.
Thank you very
ladies
much.
Ladies and gentlemen, would you vote for this, yay or nay? Damian Pierce automatically will be slotted as the backup running back when healthy.
I know that voting doesn't work this way, but whatever, man. Like, whatever, man. Like, sure. Yes. We were talking in the break.
That's taking a stand.
That's right. If there's one thing I'm known for, is take a stand.
Yeah.
I guess I vote yes. Fine. Because ultimately, this is one of those things where if things are going well, it should not matter. He has had all of 14 snaps.
14 carries. That's it.
Carries. I should not say snaps.
14 carries. Let me put a little, before you cast your vote, Figgy and y'all, cast your vote, 713-572-4610.
5 Hour Energy fan line.
He's only had 14 carries. There is a Dari Ogunbowale factor working here. And J.J. Taylor didn't look like a chump when he carried the ball.
I enjoyed seeing J.J. Taylor. I have all season long. Yeah. But again, that's another dude who, if I look at the amount of carries that he's had, it's less than 14.
So but he's been on the field a lot less.
I can't make big sweeping generalizations on that.
14
but again,
carries?
That's the point. All these dudes been on the field a lot less because the man who needs to be on the field has been. Mm-hmm. His name is Joe Mixon, and he delivers 100 every time with a touchdown.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a vote yes because look, I like even though I know Dari has some moments and J.J. Taylor shows some flashes, I just don't feel like it was enough where I'm like Damian Pierce is out.
Yeah,
and plus like you said, Joe Mixon been a bad man, so I at that point I felt like it don't even matter.
I mean, plus. Sorry, I didn't mean
I feel like it don't even matter because we ain't even seen Damian Pierce when Joe Mixon was out. Yeah. So it's not like Joe Mixon was out and Damian Pierce had to step in and it didn't work out. So if Joe Mixon's in there, I guess it is what it is. It don't even matter.
There you go. That's your favorite phrase, ain't it? It indeed is what it
Proposition
is.
Proposition 2.
All right.
Yay or nay. If the Texans do not make a trade, and if you didn't here earlier, Jonathan Alexander reported that they will, in fact, not make a trade. We'll see if that's true, but that's where we are. If the Texans do not make a trade, Tytus Howard should move to guard. I know how B. Scott's going to vote, by the way.
Yeah.
But how do you guys vote?
B. Scott, he might have sold me. I think I'm going to vote no on this. I was thinking about possibly voting yes. I was an undecided voter. We know that there are plenty of those. And I've actually been... Don't laugh.
Oh, was that out loud?
I'm skipping this one at the ballot.
No, I'll vote no because I, for some reason, have not given enough respect to the idea that once back from concussion, I think Jared Patterson is going to be who they trust to play guard. And if you can, if it's possible to extrapolate 10 games or 10 snaps as a sample size, he looks good
in
that situation. And I've talked a lot about you don't need a lot more at that left guard position. You just need enough to be serviceable so you can get some things.
I'm going to let Figgy cast the deciding vote on this show because I'm going to vote yes, he should move to guard. And the logic behind it is part of it is Jared Patterson, 10 snaps. That's barely a cup of coffee.
Sure.
So we don't know. We know Tytus Howard has been okay at that position, and I feel much more confident about replacing Tytus Howard at tackle with Blake Fisher than replacing Kenyon Green with Kendrick Green. So I'm going to say yes, move to guard.
I'm going to say no. And this is
the measure fails.
And this is why. You do have Patterson right there. You have a Kendrick Green. I feel like these guys are better than Kenyon Green.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like the only way I would want Tytus Howard to be at guard is all of these cats got to get hurt. Where it's just like, man, we have no other choice but to put Tytus Howard there. I don't know if I'm ready to put Blake Fisher there at right tackle just yet.
This is up in the air for me. I mean, but I'd lean yes.
We'll get a lot of information with the injury reports when those start coming in, practice reports, because Kendrick Green with practice, what does he look like with actual like first team snaps if he has to? And then obviously if Jared Patterson is available, right? Like if he is out of concussion protocol, then what are we seeing there, and is he able to go?
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I don't know if you have any more on-field propositions, but I got two more propositions. Proposition three that are somewhat off-field.
Yeah, I don't have on-field propositions.
Proposition three. D'Amico Ryans can no longer utter the words, "We all have to play better."
This will pass. I will vote yes.
I will vote yes.
Yeah, me too.
God, that was frustrating.
It kind of show you how much of a former player or player's coach he is.
Yeah.
He will not point the finger at somebody, man.
Even when you should.
Yeah. I just feel like he won't do it, man. He ain't going to Doug Peterson it.
Yeah.
he going to say
just,
all of
just
us.
Just give me a little Ime Udoka. That's all I'm asking for.
Nah, he is not going to do it. We all we got.
Yeah, and one of the things I absolutely hate, and I say this sincerely, is seeing how quickly a lot of Texans fans have become somewhat despondent.
Mm-hmm.
And that feels like it should not be the case, because I recognize that we have to find a way to balance the mood and what we're talking about. But there are a lot of things to be good about, but it feels like when you hear the same thing from the coach over and over, people start to lose a little bit of a belief in the idea that it'll actually happen. And it feels like that is something that is fixable in his delivery, as we talk about things that are fixable.
Proposition four on the ballot, the Texans ballot measures. The H-Town blue uniforms should be the permanent home uniforms, with the old original deep steel blue being the alternates.
I don't know.
Controversy.
I vote no. I have, and this is one of those times where you don't vote for yourself, you vote for your friends and family that are very affected by this. And we saw a lot of people talking about, hey, it's a little hard to read this, ain't it?
It was. No, that's fair. I said that.
I'm voting for you, Lopez.
You're voting for me.
But yeah, I think that's tough, and I think it really is effective as a curveball in a way, once in a while. Now, this is where it gets real spicy. If the NFL can get out the way and they can get, like, the real H-Town blue.
Well, now we're talking. It isn't the NFL. It's that Amy Adams.
Okay.
Strunk.
All right. I was very concerned because I'm pretty sure I heard your thought there.
was that silence out loud?
Oh, yeah.
Every once in a while, the silent pregnant pause is out loud. I'm still going to vote yes. I think they're good enough. Maybe a little white piping around the number so you can read it a little better, but they are sweet uniforms, and the other ones should be the alternates. Figgy?
I'm going to vote no, to be honest, and this is why.
Mm-hmm.
I think these jerseys look so fly. Have you ever had, like, some fly shoes or a fly jersey or something like that that you had and you just don't want to overwear it?
They're not every day.
Yeah, it's not my every
Jordan,
day.
My special occasion. My Jordan 3s.
Yeah, like, you don't wear those every day.
Special occasion shoes.
But you break them out, like, once in a while where people be like, oh, damn.
Let them know you mean business.
Yeah, so I don't want to do that to those jerseys, man. Not, or at least not yet. I'm actually fine with the way that the original ones. But, break those out maybe twice a year.
And that's another thing, is that the jerseys that they've settled on with kind of being the home and aways, I guess, for lack of a better term. I know that we're not strictly sticking to color and white on the road and that kind of thing. But the ones that they've settled on here look really cool, too, already.
And they do.
By the way, it's Battle Red.
This Sunday.
Yeah, so are they out those new helmets?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, they are.
Yes, sir.
Those are pretty sweet.
Yeah, I like those uniforms, man.
Well, you'll see. A lot of people haven't seen them on the field. Well, no one has, really, but on the players, it looks really good. One more. Proposition 5 on the Texans' ballot measures here. Kenyon Green should no longer be a Texan after this season.
Ooh. I'm going to jump in here. I'm going to say yes.
That he should no longer be?
He should no longer. I think he needs a fresh start. He never really left the state of Texas. He from Humble, went to Texas A&M, got drafted here. I think he just needs a fresh start, man.
Yeah, and I'll say yes as well, if for no other reason than you're still close enough to when he was drafted with a first-round pick that I think somebody will have some, somebody will believe that they can fix him.
Yes.
Right? And I say that, like, you understand what I'm trying to say when I say that. I'm not inherently saying that, oh man, he's entirely irreparably, you know, damaged or whatever, but somebody's going to have that belief of, we know that there was some talent in there. We graded him out highly. Let us get our hands on him and we can make this happen. I think the Texans just have so many issues offensive line wise that particular development project might be out of your
way. And I think he just need to be around new personnel, new coaching, because I don't know if the Houston Texans are going to get that badass offensive line coach that can get it out of them. So I think he better off just going somewhere else, man.
I'm with you. I'm going to vote yes. It's classic change of scenery. Dude needs a change of scenery. He tried the change of an attitude, came in looking in better shape.
I think he did all he can do, man.
Yeah.
I think at the end of the day, like, I don't know if it's him or if it's coaching, but I think he just needs to try something else, man.
Yeah.
Okay. So those are your Texans ballot measures for I was about to say for the 2024 election, but I don't know. We'll see if we have to go back to the polls at some point for a runoff of some sort. But there you go. Appreciate you, Lopez, for bringing those to the fore. And a great question on the 5-Hour Energy fan line from the 346. Hold on, Lopez has Jordan 3?
Well, actually, I'm texting him
you
back
have to
right
have
now.
The Jordan 1s.
It's a Jordan 1s. And they actually are the original Jordan 1s, the actual shoes purchased in 1985.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I remember seeing those.
Classics.
Okay. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. And you know what? Just for as our very own I voted sticker of sorts, let's go ahead and give away some Texans tickets, bullpen tickets to the Detroit Lions game, Sunday Night Football.
Front row.
Front row, baby. You're going to love these. Caller number 10 right now, 713-572-4610, will win those tickets to go see the Texans face off against the Detroit Lions, Sunday Night Football, bullpen tickets. And you'll get to see those beautiful red jerseys up close and personal. Again, caller number 10, 713-572-4610. All right, coming up next, it's time for us to get into our lunchtime confessions, brought to you by Sagamore Spirit Rye Whiskey, and we'll do that next on Sports Radio 610.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll off of?
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.